Have you ever felt a twinge of worry about AI taking over your job or diluting your creativity? Well, what if you could turn that fear into creative fuel? We've just published an amazing new ebook called The 4 Keys to Success in an AI World, and this is more than just a guide. It's a deep exploration into the human skills that AI can't touch, the skills that are essential for standing out and thriving no matter how much technology evolves. We're talking about real differentiators here like creativity, emotional intelligence, critical thinking, and much more. Inside, you'll find actionable insights and strategies to develop these skills, whether you're a creative person, a business person, or just simply someone who loves personal development. This isn't a story about tech taking over. It's a story of human creativity thriving alongside AI. Picture this: AI as your creative co-pilot, not just as a tool, but a collaborator that enhances your unique human skills. The 4 Keys ebook will show you exactly how to do that and view AI in a new way that empowers you instead of overshadows you. Transform your creative potential today. Head over to unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. Use the number 4, KEYS. That's unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. And download your free copy.
The way that we work should be focused on removing things from our checklist, right? A good business owner, even a good employee, is conscious of spending their time in the most high value way possible. So every task that you find yourself doing, I would recommend first ask yourself, can I automate this task? And if you can, then do, because then it's, you know, you're going to spend the time to build the automation. And maybe, you know, every now and again, you'll have to go in and tweak the automation. But by and large, that task is now completely off your plate, right? If you can't automate the task, then ask yourself, can I delegate this task? Is this something that I can give to somebody else because it's not requiring me in my zone of genius, right? And so if you can delegate it, then do that. If you're a manager or if you're, you know, your own business owner, this becomes easier than if you're just an employee, right? But still, you can find ways to delegate tasks. And then lastly, if you cannot automate and if you cannot delegate, then you're stuck doing it yourself. And that's the problem that I think most people have. They don't identify all these different tasks that, and they waste all this time doing things day in, day out that they could have gotten rid of. You know, they could have gotten them off their plate.
I'm Srini Rao, and this is the Unmistakable Creative Podcast, where you get a window into the stories and insights of the most innovative and creative minds who've started movements, built thriving businesses, written best-selling books, and created insanely interesting art. For more, check out our 500-episode archive at unmistakablecreative.com. Hey, everybody, it's Srini and Gareth. We're back here for another episode of the Unmistakable Creativity Hour. What's going on, Gareth? It's a Monday, which somehow, you know, we decided to start recording on Mondays and both of us are sober.
Yeah, man. We'll have to keep our ear to the ground and see how this turns out. But not a whole lot going on over here. How are you? You're no longer in the U.S.
Yeah, I'm in Brazil. I mean, you know, it's a good, you know, it'll make a perfect segue into today's subject. But first couple of days, like always, are a little bit kind of crazy. I was hopping from hotel to hotel because we didn't have our Airbnb booked. But it's a lesson in navigating uncertainty. And I think that that is, you know, one of those things that's highly underrated. We should actually do an episode on that, too. You know, and it's funny. I love how we get all our episode ideas from previous episodes. But it's one thing that, you know, I see a lot of people struggle with. Like, they just don't know how to navigate ambiguity and uncertainty. Like, my old roommate Matt would have lost his shit with the way I planned this whole trip because I didn't know where I was going to stay. I only booked a hotel for the first 2 days. I didn't have an Airbnb or anything, partially because I was waiting on my other roommate Tim to see, you know, when he would be coming back to Rio and, you know, whether we would share a place or what. And so, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, but the thing is, like, you just kind of, you get used to it. And, you know, to me, right, that makes a perfect segue to mitigating, you know, uncertainty, which is today's topic. And that is all about process. And, you know, it actually stemmed from something you said in our previous episode, which I wrote down, which is yet another reason why I love Mem, because I never lose ideas. And you had said that, you know, one of the things we talked about last week, I don't even remember, we were talking about the difference between productivity and effectiveness. And you actually said something which really stood out to me, and I wrote it down. You said, understanding your process is the cornerstone of building a successful business. I mean, I don't think that just applies to a person who builds a business. I think that applies to living your life without chaos. you know, because you're going to have certain things that you do repeatedly. And that way, when you do, for example, have to navigate uncertainty, shit doesn't fall apart. You know, so like, perfect example, you and I had this scheduled in the calendar. It was going to happen no matter what, because we have a process. We probably haven't documented it anywhere, but it's the same every time. It doesn't change very much. I send you a calendar invite, you know, we hop on Mem, you know, and basically I send you a Mem, share it with you. You basically access it. You have all the topics and then we just riff. And the fact that that is documented is something that makes our lives so much easier, because, I mean, think about, you know, the fact that I'm hopping from hotel to hotel, going from place to place, you know, not knowing where I'm going to be. Fortunately, like now I'm settled into a place where I'll be for the next month. It's that kind of uncertainty that is inevitable in your life and in your business. And sure. Yet there are ways to mitigate it. And one of the big ones is process, like really understanding your process. So you're not, you know, reinventing the wheel for shit you've done 1,000 times. Anyways, I'll turn this over to you. I mean, what do you think, you know, what do you think the relationship is between, you know, navigating ambiguity and having an understanding of your processes?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
As creators, we're always on the move. Whether it's a live podcast event, a pop-up shop, or a workshop, we're constantly interacting with community, and that's where Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe comes in. Imagine this. You're at a live event, a listener loves your merch, or a participant wants to sign up for your course on the spot. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, you can accept their payments right there and then, right from your iPhone, so there's no extra hardware or no delays. Total game changer. It's not just for creators. Any business owner can do this. It's about making transactions smoother and much more personal, growing your business in your way. We've been using Stripe for our products and courses for a long time, and now, with Tap to Pay on iPhone, you can take your business to the next level too. So visit stripe.com/tapiphone to learn more. Remember, folks, with Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, your business is always at your fingertips.
You know, here's the thing. There are so many things in life that you can't control. And, you know, we talk about this all the time about how to minimize the variables so that you can live a more streamlined life or so that you can focus on the stuff that really matters. And mm-hmm. a big part of that, this whole idea of, you know, focus on what you can control. Well, what, something you can control, you have absolute control over any process that you have for getting anything done, whether it's how you read mm-hmm. a book, whether it's how you write an essay, whether it's what you do, you know, how you make your coffee in the morning, like whatever, everything you do, it is boiled down to a process. And it's funny because so often I think as humans, we just adopt a process without necessarily considering, is there a better process?
Yeah.
You know, and there are always different ways that we can adapt and improve those processes, but without mm-hmm. having clearly articulated, at least to ourselves, what those processes are, then it's really hard for us to work in any kind of organized way. So that when life does throw you a curveball, those things that you have no control over, you know, those are the things that you have to take in stride. But process, man, that's something that you can set and make it whatever you want it to be.
Well, I'm so glad that you actually gave examples of how this plays out in our day-to-day lives, because I think that, you know, a lot of people would hear this and think, you know, oh, this doesn't apply to me because I don't run a business. I work at a company. And you basically talked about a process for making your coffee, which, you know, it's funny. In a lot of ways, when you get, you know, all that is basically a ritual is a process in a lot of ways. Everybody has sort of rituals. And Mason Curry wrote this book called Daily Rituals, like, you know, profiled the most prolific sort of artists, creators, scientists, people throughout history who accomplished really remarkable things in their careers. And they were all creatures of habit and ritual. And you know, they had a process that, I mean, even mm-hmm. for living their lives day to day, they were following a process. And this is something that, you know, when you said that people don't question whether there's a better way, it made me think that, you know, in everything in life, there are things you can do by default and things you can do by design. And right. when you choose to do things by default, those are often optimized for the benefit of the people who designed that process. So, for example, when you download your app, you know, Facebook app to your phone, by default, you receive notifications. Why? Because you'll spend more time on Facebook, you'll waste more time on Facebook, you'll scroll through Facebook, and Facebook will get more data about you that they can use to sell your attention to advertisers. And mm-hmm. so many people don't ever bother changing the default settings of anything in their lives. You know, process is one place. Like, I don't know if I ever shared this with you before or shared this on the show, but when I first moved into the apartment that I was living in San Diego, the shower head was just leaky as shit. It was like the water pressure was non-existent. And anybody who's ever been in a place where the shower has low water pressure knows how much that sucks. I don't know about you, but like, I feel like hotels are notorious for piss poor water pressure. The only hotel I've ever stayed in where the water pressure was just like a fucking waterfall was, of all places, the Monte Carlo in Las Vegas. That place,
really,
like, that literally is the best hotel shower I've ever had.
Weird. No, I absolutely agree with you. I hate low water pressure in showers. It's like,
yeah,
I feel like I can't get clean, you know, like, just,
well, you know, forget getting clean, man. You're just like, yeah, exactly. And then you're just like, also, you're like, fuck, I'm getting cold because I wanted a hot shower and it's not covering me in, you know, its entirety. And it had never occurred to me, you know, I thought, like, what are the ways that I could, I thought to myself, I'm stuck with this. So I guess this is my fate here at this apartment. And then I started thinking, I was like, well, I can't, you know, break the walls down and redo the plumbing. That's not, it's not a place that I own. I'm like, what can I do here to change this? And I thought, huh, I'm like, there is one thing I can change that would require no sort of effort on anybody's part other than mine. And that's to change the shower head. So I got on Amazon and I started looking for shower heads. And it turns out a shower head can actually make a difference in terms of the pressure you get from your shower. And yeah. So I looked, and, you know, I remember one of them, people basically said, this thing is like a fire hose. I was like, that's perfect. That's exactly what I need, given that mine is like a fucking leaky faucet. And that was how I, you know, and it's funny because that lesson always stayed with me as our sort of way of looking at things and saying, okay, I'm just going to, you know, stick with the default. Like, most people don't change the rings on their iPhone, ringtones on their iPhone. I mean, not that I do either. Right. But, you know, sometimes those defaults are designed for the benefit of other people. Sometimes you need to go ahead and, you know, go and do those deliberately. So, you know, Jim Bunch always used to say, like, when you think about the whole idea of environments, you're either doing life by default or you're doing life by design. And when you start to think about processes for everything in your life, you start to do life by design. And as a byproduct, you basically offload a lot of the things that take up mental bandwidth that don't allow you to do the things that you do best. You know, we talked about second brain last week, right? And right. In a lot of ways, you know, creating processes is basically like uploading, you know, sort of mental models or uploading the things that you do regularly, the process for them to the internet and forgetting about them. But yeah, I mean, you tell me what's your experience with defaults, man? I'm sure you have a couple that you've never bothered to change.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, the thing about defaults is I don't think you recognize that they are a default until you look for them or look to replace them, right?
Yeah.
You know, this is a really bad example, but, you know, I'm kind of like thinking about it as you're going through this. Halloween is my favorite holiday. Absolutely.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that? Oh, you've never come over for Halloween. I can't believe it.
I had no idea.
We get this place out, man. I have a huge projector that gets projected on our massive window in the front. And I download like a special ghoul or ghost every year. Last year it was this, what is he called? Some skeleton like pirate that had sunk to the bottom of the ocean and he was like hunting treasure. And so, you know, you could walk by the house and just all of a sudden he pops up at you and it looks like he's in the house, right? Like, it's amazing. I have fog machines going.
Do you scare the shit out of little kids who are supposed to trick or treat at your house or they actually show up at your door?
Honestly, last year was probably a little too scary because I think some of the kids avoided us because we were a little too much. So this year I'm going to have to tone it down just a little bit. Cause I want to,
you're not going to like, put, you know, like, you know, Freddy Krueger and Jason from Friday the 13th, you know, in your lawn?
No, none of that. I'll put some tombstones out. I have crows that I set up that are pretty spooky and eerie looking. And then we have sound effects playing. I mean, like we do a pretty good job. And I just love it. I love the spooky, macabre, you know, feel of Halloween. Anyway, my whole life, I'd always just thought about like the status quo of, you know, Halloween decorations. It's like you look at your neighbor and you go, okay, those are decorations. Those are the normal decorations for Halloween. And it wasn't until I just like leaned into my geekiness for Halloween that I really started to enjoy, you know, putting on a show for the neighbors. And, you know, I mean, it's a lot, and I've spent a stupid amount of money on projectors that only get used one day out of the year and all this stuff, you know, but it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Like for me, it's like, it's my fun thing. So, that's the default versus the design for me. You know, it used to be that we just had standard decorations, even though it was my favorite holiday. And then I just decided, hey, you know what, if we're going to do this, let's go all in and like actually do it. So,
Well, let's get into sort of the idea of, you know, like one, what a process is, but I think we'll start with a simple example and then we'll get into the more complex ones. I love the fact that you brought up, you know, if you have a process for reading a book, but so in his book, Extreme Revenue Growth, Victor Chang defines a process as the mechanism for doing everyday tasks inside a company. There's a process for billing, customer complaints, order fulfillment, recruitment, and sales. Now, you know, let's just assume that it's the same, you know, in your day-to-day life. There's a process as a mechanism for doing everyday tasks, like making a sandwich, reading a book, you know, making some coffee. So let's use reading a book as sort of the first example. Sure. I guess I probably should be the one to talk about this since I read way more books.
The last book I read was like 2001 or something. Yeah.
Yeah, which is amazing that we can have all these conversations, you know, and you don't know anything.
It's actually quite embarrassing. And it's not something I should be bragging about.
No, yeah, definitely don't. That's not a lesson to take away from this episode, is Gareth's reading habits, by the way.
Correct.
But no, like somebody like me, right? I had to have a set process for how I do this, because 90% of the books I read are from the people who are my podcast guests. And so I go through a process, and, you know, that process is something that has also evolved over time. So you always have to remember that process is not necessarily going to stay static. It's dynamic, because humans are dynamic and your tasks are dynamic. You're not a robot, you know, and the funny thing is, we'll talk about the difference between dynamic and static processes, because I think you'll have a lot to say about that. You know, so for example, you couldn't hire Gareth to automate your process for how you read a book, because you have to read the damn book. And of course, you're going to take away different things for every book. But like the sort of method by which I read has evolved quite a bit ever since I learned about the concept of taking smart notes. So typically what I will do is I will read, you know, about 100 pages every morning. That's not to, you know, make you think, oh, I need to read 100 pages or isn't worth reading. You could read 10, 15 pages a day and you could still read 3 or 4 books a month. I just have to read more because of the job that I have. But I also, you know, find that reading helps me warm up to get, you know, my writing done. That just became part of my process for creativity, is that when I read, it sparks thoughts, ideas, insights. You know, so for example, I was reading a book about the metaverse this morning called The Metaverse, and it got me thinking about an idea that I'd kind of, you know, put by the wayside, which was I wanted to do a podcast in VR using an app called Spatial, and they happen to have a program for creators, and I want to basically do that. And then I want to actually have one of the first virtual reality conferences. And bring in speakers and all that stuff. But the thing is, we don't have enough people with Oculuses yet. So I want to talk to Spatial about how we might, you know, work this. But that was an idea that got sparked by reading. So while I'm reading, like any other person, I will, you know, highlight and underline things that I find interesting. I will then go through, you know, the highlights after I'm done reading the book. I use an app called Readwise. And because I don't like Kindle books, what I do is I import my highlights from that book into Readwise. And yeah, you can take photos of all your highlights through your iPhone. Right now, because I'm in Brazil, I'm only reading the books on my iPad, which I don't love, but still it's faster, but I don't retain as much. But the same process applies. Everything gets synced to Readwise. And then what I do is I actually get that stuff out of Readwise and I bring it into Mem so that I can use it later on.
Wow.
So that way I don't ever have to leave Mem. And so that process for writing a book is designed for a couple of things. It's one, to help me have conversations with podcast guests about the ideas from their book. to it so that I can use that content, you know, if I want to. So for example, right now, like the things we talked about, you know, where that definition of process from extreme revenue growth, I didn't have to go to Readwise to get it. I had my notes in Mem and I just pulled like five or six quotes that were relevant to this episode, just copied and pasted them over into the Mem for this episode. So that's kind of, you know, my process for reading a book. And the thing is, that is repeatable and it, you know, it, that doesn't change very much. The book changes. So, you know, I've always said like where, you know, the content changes and the process doesn't, those are great things for sort of automation. But again, you know, there's human labor involved in this. So for example, a human has to be involved in reading the damn book. Like you can't, you know, Airtable that, you know, to somebody else or have Gareth say, hey, Gareth, can you automate, you know, me reading a book? It's like, no, you have to read the book. But, you know, getting information from one place to another, that's something that you can automate. Because again, you know, you have static and dynamic processes. So, you know, let's go into that. And then we'll actually start getting into sort of more complex processes.
Well, in terms of when we build automation, we have static and dynamic data. Static data is data that's going to be the same every time something happens. And dynamic data is different every time. So I'll give you an example. Let's say you have an automation that sends out an email. When somebody fills out a form on your website, you have a response email that goes back to them that says, hi, person, whatever your name is, because they presumably fill out their name in the form. Hi, person's name. Thanks for filling out our form. We'll be in touch. Like it could be as simple as that. The static elements of that are the text that never changes. The hi, the thanks for filling out our form, we'll be in touch, right? Yeah. The part that changes that's dynamic is the data that you collect in the form submission. In this case, in this example, that being their first name, right? And so that's how I would reference static versus dynamic data in terms of, you know, automation and things of that nature. How do you mean to speak to static versus dynamic in this whole like process umbrella?
Yeah, I mean that's a good way of thinking about it. So, you know, for example, you know, it will change. So when I'm working with a book, you know, let's say I'm writing a blog post, you know, based on a book, that might change, you know, how I approach the book a little bit, you know, or basically, I think the thing is like certain processes are going to evolve as you do. You know, like right. This wasn't always my process for you know, taking notes on books. Like I used to, you know, have book notes and then I would actually type the damn book notes up. And then I learned about, you know, how to use Readwise from taking that AliasSense course and get them all into another app, like automatically. So the process changed, you know, and So I guess in that way, I guess that's what I mean by, you know, sort of processes being dynamic is that they're going to evolve, you know, like, or let's say you're doing design work, you know, the sort of, you know, back and forth and the way you collaborate with somebody might be stay exactly the same, but the output will change and the nature of the way you work on that output will change from project to project. So that's right. That's kind of what I mean in terms of process being dynamic. And now we're going to get into how to actually write and document a process. And if you want to hear about that and how it will make you 1,000 times more productive, make sure you subscribe to the Unmistakable Creative Backstage Pass. You can learn more at unmistakablecreative.com/backstage.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50,
luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Have you ever felt a twinge of worry about AI taking over your job or diluting your creativity? Well, what if you could turn that fear into creative fuel? We've just published an amazing new ebook called The 4 Keys to Success in an AI World, and this is more than just a guide. It's a deep exploration into the human skills that AI can't touch. The skills that are essential for standing out and thriving, no matter how much technology evolved. We're talking about real differentiators here, like creativity, emotional intelligence, critical thinking, and much more. Inside, you'll find actionable insights and strategies to develop these skills, whether you're a creative person, a business person, or just simply someone who loves personal development. This isn't a story about tech taking over. It's a story of human creativity thriving alongside AI. Picture this, AI as your creative co-pilot, not just as a tool, but a collaborator that enhances your unique human skills. The 4 Keys ebook will show you exactly how to do that and view AI in a new way that empowers you instead of overshadows you. Transform your creative potential today. Head over to unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. Use the number 4, K-E-Y-S. That's unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. And download your free copy.